A Goldman Sachs financial assessment this week says Asian emerging markets will experience rather limited direct financial exposure from a Greek default on international loans and exit from the Eurozone.
They have a very larger foreign exchange reserves. So whatever the financial shock waves that go around are not going to hit this place that much. If China's transition is not smooth, then obviously other economies would be hit pretty hard. Most countries, for most Asian countries, China is the largest trading partner, right? So if Chinese demand weakens, it will be a big impact.
At the same time, South Korea's economy is trying to recover from a downturn in tourism and domestic spending following an outbreak of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And while Japan has been experiencing relatively strong growth recently, it is still recovering from last year's recession. Currently, Goldman Sachs is projecting a limited fallout from a Greek default with a less than 2% decline in exports. But a significant contraction in the European economy could stagnate global trade, weakening demand for the exports that are key to Asia's growth. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.